Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Friday, September 26th. Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder spoke with the media after the team's walkthrough this morning and gave an update on a couple of Chiefs players. The first would be defensive lineman Mike Catapano, who has been out since training camp with a mysterious illness. Rick told us that it was a gastrointestinal issue as well as a concussion that's kept Mike out since training camp and just recently put him on the injured reserve. Now, he also gave an update on Chiefs running back Joe McKnight, who took a devastating injury at practice yesterday where he tore his Achilles tendon. He will be out for the year. McKnight is coming off a career game against the Miami Dolphins where he had 6 receptions for 64 yards, 2 touchdowns, the best game of his 5-year career heading into a Monday night matchup. Terrible news for McKnight and for the Chiefs offense, who have been using that next man up philosophy with all of the injuries that they've had. Speaking of injuries, running back Jamaal Charles and DeAnthony Thomas should continue to practice this week. We won't know their status for the game on Monday night until tomorrow on Saturday, but that is something to watch for as the Chiefs offense prepares for the New England Patriots. I had a chance to talk with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson and defensive coordinator Bob Sutton after their walkthrough this morning and asked them both about the atmosphere they expect to see at Arrowhead on Monday. Obviously, they're excited about it. They said the players are excited about it. Sutton in particular said the defense can really feed off what the crowd is giving to them. And anytime you can make communication difficult between quarterback Tom Brady and the rest of the offense with that noise, it'll slow things down a little bit and that can help the defense. Something Chiefs fans are used to seeing last year led the NFL with 17 delay of game or false start penalties from opposing offenses. Hopefully we see a few of those on Monday night. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.